This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. There's just about a month to go until Election Day. Up till this point, there's been a lot of focus nationally on the congressional races and whether Republicans can hold on to both the House and the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in Ohio, most of the attention has gone to the race to replace John Kasich, who's term limited from running again for governor. But there are plenty of other races, including the entire Ohio House and half the state Senate. Joining us to talk a little bit about what's in play is the state government and politics reporter for the Dayton Daily News and Cox Media Group, Laura Bischoff. Laura, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Laura, if you look at the current maps, you can see that Republicans have overwhelming majorities at the state house, with all the talk of a possible blue wave nationally. Do you think there's any chance that we might see anything corresponding in Ohio?
Well, let's start from where we are right now, which is the only Democrat elected to statewide office is Sherrod Brown. Otherwise, all the executive offices are held by Republicans, all seven seats on the Ohio Supreme Court. And then in the Ohio House, the Republicans control 66 of 99 seats. And in the Senate, they control 24 of 33 seats. Now, the maps, the legislative maps favor the Republicans because they got to draw the maps. And I think that the blue wave may eat into the 66-seat majority in the House, but I don't think they're going to. I think the GOP is going to maintain control.
What's going on here? Democrats have plenty to hammer Republicans on. There's the still unfolding scandal involving former Speaker Cliff Rosenberger. In the era of Me Too, there are the inappropriate comments that Cincinnati area lawmaker Bill Seitz made about fellow lawmakers. And then there's that whole mess over accountability for charters and ECOT.
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of material for the Democrats to use. I think it's a matter of kind of the clutter that happens when there's a lot of stuff on the ballot. Like there's state issue one, there's the governor's race, there's the Senate race. And so I think a lot of the judicial and legislative races kind of get lost in the shuffle.
So that's the state level. Let's take a look at the national level for just a moment here. There are 16 congressional districts in Ohio. Currently, Republicans have 12 of those, Democrats just four. But there are a couple of seats in play, potentially. They're both down around your area. First off, there's a pretty heated race down in the Cincinnati area where Republican incumbent Steve Chabot is facing a pretty stiff challenge from Democrat Aftab Purval.
Right, and he's the Hamilton County Clerk of Courts. I know that there's a controversy over his use of his campaign funds from his county office to he used it for some sort of a poll in his federal race, and I know the Republicans are making a lot of political hay out of that. And surprisingly, the one in the Columbus area of Danny O'Connor versus Troy Balderson, this is a rematch from the special election that was held on August 7th, and Balderson pulled that one off, but it was very close. And that district, it's my understanding, it's like a 14% plus Republican district. So for O'Connor to come as close as he did kind of shows that maybe there is promise of a blue wave out there.
Laura, when it comes to the five statewide races in Ohio, in the executive branch at least, on the Republican side, it's an unusual time. Every seat is currently held by Republicans, and all five office holders are prevented from running for re-election due to term limits. Do you think the field is a little more level this time? Do you think the playing field is a little more level this election cycle without the power of incumbency necessarily?
Yeah, certainly the power of incumbency is significant, and the fact that all the seats are open give the Democrats a chance. I think that the talk of a blue wave works in their favor. And I also think that, their fundraising numbers are pretty solid. And that shows it's a competitive race in almost every single category.
One last thing, Laura. Sherrod Brown, we mentioned at the top of the interview, he's running for re-election for the U.S. Senate. He's being challenged by Congressman Jim Renacci. Renacci is a strong Trump supporter, and Ohio went big for Trump 2 years ago. Yet it seems Renacci is having trouble getting some traction in this race.
Yeah, I think he's not been willing to spend his personal millions in it, and the national money just has not come through for him as expected or as has happened the last time Sherrod Brown was up for re-election against Josh Mandel.
Laura Bischoff covers state government and politics for the Dayton Daily News and Cox Media Group. She joined us for our weekly check-in on the world of politics ahead of the 2018 elections. Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.